Meredith Mayer, the co-owner of the Six Rivers Brewery in McKinneyville, recently took over as the executive director of the Arcata Chamber of Commerce. We spoke to Mayer, who moved to Humboldt at the turn of the millennium, about her background and vision for businesses in Arcata and Humboldt County.
I've lived in Humboldt County since 2000, and I have been the co-owner and operator of Six Rivers Brewery in McKinleyville since 2004. I've been doing a lot of community development work with organizations like our McKinleyville Chamber and the Eureka Chamber, as well as the Arcata Chamber, and with Humboldt Made. And I just really gained a passion for business-to-business mentorship, for working with small businesses and entrepreneurs. I love the energy and the passion that they bring to new businesses. And I was really just inspired and just found a knack for that community development and economic development work. And so during the pandemic, you know, we pivoted with our restaurant to bringing in food trucks and bringing in local vendors and creating a marketplace. And I just really, it kind of just really sparked a new passion in me to continue my community work and find an opportunity for me to really dig in and help out and try to keep our community thriving and entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, especially in our community, to stay here, stay grounded, and invest in our community.
When asked what her priorities will be in helping Arcata businesses thrive, Mayer emphasizes countywide collaboration and sings her predecessor's praises.
I think my predecessor, who is also named Meredith, had done a great job really creating a collaborative spirit at the chamber. They took on Arcata Main Street and also then took on the Oyster Fest, which had kind of struggled, I think, focusing on the local bounty that our county has to offer and one of the biggest festivals that is put on in our community. And they really turned it around to make it local centric, local beer, local wine, supplying oysters locally, focusing on local vendors and adding in new merchants. And so I loved that about what she did. And she was also super collaborative with other chambers. She was hands-on and active with helping businesses and finding ways to be able to connect them, to be able to, you know, help them grow. And I think that I'll just continue to carry that torch. I have lots of experience in running events through the brewery and also a lot of community development work with SBDC and Humboldt Made. And so I just kind of foresee continuing that, trying to work more collaboratively with the chambers, trying to get us all to work together a little bit more. See, for example, SBDC really excels at producing classes and workshops. So what the chamber can do is find out from its members the classes and the workshops that are most helpful for them, and then work with SBDC to create those classes. And then the chamber, if you're a chamber member, you'd have discounted opportunities or free opportunities to attend these courses. So that's exactly the point, is that we can start working together rather than us kind of all like being siloed and doing kind of all the same work, is that we can lean on the people who are doing already strong work, say like the workshops and classes at SBDC, and we can simply partner with them. And that way we can focus at the chamber on what it is our members need and be able to communicate that to SBDC.
The Redwood State and National Parks aside, Mayer sees locally produced goods, including food and drink, as a major driver in attracting tourists to the area.
So I know firsthand the things that draw people into our community to visit. And I also understand the needs of the local businesses as far as support to help continue to grow their businesses. So I definitely know that we have tourists coming that come for our breweries and distilleries. We have world-renowned beverage makers. We also have some world-renowned food producers at Dick Taylor Chocolates, at Cypress Grove. So people are coming because we have this world-renowned food and drink, as well as we have one of the most incredible national forests just here to the north. So I think focusing on tourism, recognizing that people are coming to visit, and when they're here, they need to eat and drink. They like to shop, and so we can continue to grow our tourism market, and advertise outside of our community to draw people in.
As one of the driving forces behind the recent relaunch of Choose Humboldt, Mayer says the campaign is partially focused on making locals realize the positives of living in the county.
But I think honestly that part of what's going on in Humboldt a little bit is that we have a little bit of an internal problem about what we think about ourselves. And that's part of what's going on with the Choose Humboldt campaign, which is really exciting to work with, is that we're working to remind people what a cool community this is and why it's important to work together, why it's important to shop local, why it's important to take a moment to make sure that you can find and source the things you need within our own community. I think it's sometimes really easy to get, downtrodden with things that are going on in the world, and sometimes just forget that it is really a cool place to live and work and play. And so just kind of trying to re-spark that in people, I think, is an important piece of keeping our community healthy and thriving.
Another upcoming program that a vast number of local businesses and organizations have put their weight behind is Home in Humboldt, a service which will help recent and prospective Humboldt transplants settle and feel at home in the area.
I chair the program committee, which is working on Home in Humboldt, which is basically like a concierge program for recruitment to the area. So, say your spouse gets a job at CR or Cal Poly or Providence, and you are trying to find your community within our community. The Home in Humboldt program is going to help kind of bridge that to connect. If you like pickleball, we're going to find you a pickleball club. If you love wine, we're going to introduce you to the sommelier at the Carter House, and just kind of help introduce and help people get integrated in the community when they first moved here.
The program has been in the works since the early part of this year, but it's not quite ready to launch yet.
I think it'll roll out probably 2026, in the early part of 2026. There's definitely a lot of planning going on right now, and just kind of networking. I know like the symphonies reached out. There's a lot of people that are kind of starting to get involved. So like the symphony was saying like, oh, we can provide tickets to people who are really into music. And so there's some really cool partnerships being built, so we can have a really robust program when we roll it out in 2026.
The hope for Home in Humboldt is that people who come to the area to work stay here beyond their 3 or 6 months or however long they've signed up for. And the key issue may not be to make just them feel at home in Humboldt, but their partners and families as well. Humboldt County is an attractive place for many reasons. It makes a huge impression on those who come to visit. Some never forget the experience, and one day they may come back and stay for good. Meredith Mayer, the new executive director for Arcata's Chamber of Commerce, is one such example.
I grew up in a family of very passionate agate hunters, and we spent 2 weeks every summer in August camping at Sumé Park. And I simply loved being here. I went away to school. I grew up in the Bay Area and went away to school during the Silicon Valley boom. And when I got back after I graduated from college, got back to San Jose, I just knew that I couldn't stay there and thrive there. And I moved to Humboldt and started working sales jobs up here until I started the brewery in 2004.
My name is Sigurbjörn, reporting for KMUD.